Sports powered by Blasius Chevrolet in Waterbury.
Well, it's begun for the Astros. They're getting beaned already. Here's a small montage of some of their just most recent games in spring training.
Absolutely unfortunate for him as he takes the hit by pitch on the fastball up and in at 97.
Oh, breaking ball.
Yeah, that's an off-speed pitch that got away. Catch that left shoulder blade. That's obviously going to cause a stir.
There's a stir.
Kid that came up last year and we got to see that.
That's no fun. 95 off the shoulder.
Fun.
Damn.
That's no fun.
Oh, that's got to be Mark.
Well, thanks. Because I actually, until you said that, I thought it'd be a good time to get hit by a 95 mile an hour fastball in the shoulder.
Never a good time.
Not the best for nothing.
That's not fun.
There's never a time in the day where it's like, it's not that bad.
What are you doing at the work, Jim?
That never feels great.
I'm going to go out and have a couple beers, get hit by some fastballs.
Yeah. How about you?
Sounds like
fun. Can I come along?
So this wasn't all of them. They've only played, I think, 5 games, and there's been 7 hit by pitch already, Astros players. And most of them seem like they were intentional. There are a couple that were just like a breaking ball that didn't break the right way. But it seems clear that everybody in the league is upset. So these are Mets fans the other day booing George Springer.
The people that are getting beaned, are they the people who cheated?
It doesn't matter. If you're on the Astros now and you're wearing the Astros uniform,
you're a target.
You know,
if you weren't on the Astros last year, but
if you weren't even on the
year.
Astros in 2017, you're getting beaned.
If you mention the Astros, you get beaned.
Yeah, guilt by association.
That doesn't seem right.
Astronauts are getting beamed.
That's how it goes.
Right.
Astronauts.
You say we're assholes. I'm beamed, you get beamed.
Oh, wow.
Yep. You say not, get beamed.
You're wearing an Astros jersey this year. You're in danger.
I had a picture.
Holy crap.
People are
of the universe,
pissed.
I got beamed.
Players specifically are pissed about this.
Wow.
Absolutely.
You'd think there'd be more of a connection of this pitcher beans a guy who hit on him in the playoffs in 2017. You know what I mean?
Again,
that seems to make more
then narrowed,
you could say, I could see that.
More narrowed and focused.
Again, some of those pitchers are no longer in the major leagues.
Mm.
Some of those guys got touched up so badly, they never got another shot at a major league contract.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
This added to the whole thing.
All right, and what are you playing now?
So George Springer, he's the local guy. He's from UConn, coming up to bat for the Astros, getting booed by Mets fans, and he decides, I know how I'm going to shut him up.
Let's see.
It's a long walk to the plate.
Does he take... Let me guess. He takes the bat and hits himself in the head.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Okay.
It'd be one way to try.
Gives a finger.
Nope. Definitely can't do that.
Okay. Writes an apology note and reads it to the crowd.
Nope. No microphone up there.
Okay. Writes it in the dirt. I'm sorry.
Nope. All right. Creative, though.
Okay. Does an interpretive dance.
Takes off his cleat and pokes himself in the eye. No?
Nope.
Okay. Runs into traffic.
Rips off his jersey.
Nope.
All right, let's hear it.
The affable George Springer. And he tried to hit the ball 17,000 miles in response to the boos.
So he tried to hit a home run. He's like, I'm going to come up, first pitch. I'm going to swing as hard as I can. I'm going to hit this ball 500 feet. This will shut everyone up. He missed, and then he fell down.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
It's such a bad look.
That's embarrassing.
This is going to be the entire season for these guys.
There's a meme right there.
That's great.
This is just spring training. Like, these are just people that live in Florida that just, like, this is their thing. They go down to Florida or whatever.
Right.
But this isn't even the regular season yet. These games don't even matter.
Swung so hard, he jumps up to the ground.
They're getting booed. It's going to be the whole season.
You think it'll go the whole season?
Absolutely.
You don't think people will tire of this?
Nope.
And they'll say, all right, they took their licks?
Nah.
No?
A-Rod retired, 2 years ago? 3 years ago? And up until that point, he was getting at-bats with the Yankees. And every single time, even in Yankee Stadium, he'd walk up to the plate and you'd hear someone in the upper deck.
Steroids!
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That's bad, right?
It's never going away.
Yeah, they'll taunt them to get in their heads.
Forever.
Right.
It'll be forever.
That was his doctor, actually.
I remember going to, what the hell was it? Oh, a concert. Was it a concert? I was at Fenway. Oh, no, it was a Red Sox game, but they weren't playing the Yankees.
Okay.
And they were chanting, Jeter sucks.
Right.
I'm like, you know he's not even here.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Just anti-Jeter.
Many miles from here.
We have a lot of phone rules here. Right. One is be ready to tell your story. Tell it in a,
quick, succinct manner.
Quick, succinct manner. Mm. Speaking to the mouthpiece. Don't do shout-outs. Don't say the S word.
Stuff like that.
Calling from a number that we can reach you on.
Yeah, basic stuff.
Don't tick us off, basically.
Chris and Ansonia.
Yeah. Hey. How you doing?
Great. Hey.
How's it going, fellas?
I'm hoping it starts going better with you, so stop asking me questions.
Gotcha. I ran into a burning house about 10 years ago. Ooh. And saved a lady out of a fire.
Now nice. We're getting somewhere.
See that?
Awesome.
Husband fire lady.
Dying in the fire. They wound up giving me the Citizens Award and Ansonia and all that other stuff.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
All right. So bring us through this. Was the house next door? Or you're driving down the road.
Set on fire?
I was a lot younger then, so I was going to hang out at one of my boys' house, and I'm trying to call them. Nobody's answering, and I drive over by the house, and I look down the side road, and they're all at this house that's engulfed in flames. Oof. And there's probably about 20 people around, and I fly down there, and they're like,
so they're
lady
all
and her husband inside, and
they're all
nobody's going inside.
They're
to get
paralyzed with fear.
Yeah, and I didn't even think. I just went and I thought about it afterwards, but
right.
It
and you didn't even know the people.
Like a knee jerk reaction.
No, I wound up knowing their granddaughter and going to school with her. For
but you didn't know that at the time.
Wow.
You just ran in
no
to
idea.
Save
no
strangers.
Idea. Wow.
I asked what their name was, and they told me what their last name was, and I just...
So, why did you ask that? So you could yell it out?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, wow.
How are you still? There's a fire. Anybody in here?
No, yeah, right, because what if you're saying...
Well, the smoke rises and then drops to the floor, so the only air that there was on the floor.
Right.
So I had to crawl around. The lady was in a wheelchair, and I saw plates getting thrown towards the direction of my wall.
All right. So you get their last name, and you run in the house, and you're like, Jones. No, I'm Smith. All right, you could stay.
Right.
I'm looking for Jones.
I honestly didn't even use the name. I don't even know why I asked for it like that. But when I went in, it was a different story.
You didn't have time to think. Stop. Yeah. You
know, small talk.
Boy, I like this story. This is pretty good.
Wow.
And you saved them.
I don't know. I got beef man playing Planet Sports out with a court
crew. The lady was in a wheelchair. I guess she was like.
How did you get her out? Did you pick her
up?
Did you pick her up?
No, I came out. When I was coming out for air one of the times, because there was literally no air in the house, there were three cops on the front porch. And I had a Marine shirt on, and at the time I looked like a Marine. So I think that they thought that.
You had it.
They didn't tell me to back up or anything. I said that there was somebody in the house on the right hand side of that far room, and the four of us. Had went back in, and that's when we came across the lady. And we never got to the husband, because by the time we got her out, the flames started coming towards the door, because they were already
Wait, he didn't make it?
No, he died in the fire.
Oh, my God.
That sucks.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Holy crap.
Damn, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, she wouldn't have made it.
You did the best you could, man.
She wouldn't have made it,
yeah,
no.
What do you mean, best you could?
She
saved
in a wheelchair.
The human
she
being.
Move.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, in case he feels guilty about not getting both of them.
Do you? Do you feel guilty for not getting?
I couldn't go down that street for a long time afterwards.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Because it definitely bothered me.
Oh, yeah, I can see. I can see why. You did the best you could, man. You're a hero.
Well, thank you. I didn't really want none of the stuff that they gave me. I kind of didn't want anything.
Right.
But.
You know, beef man pulling a plans ward out. I'm just saying.
That's who you're in.
Yeah.
That's who you're in competition.
All right, fellas, I'm about to roll to the job site.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you very much. Great story.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate
it. Wow.
Wow, that was.
Whoa.
You don't go to another call after that one.
No, you don't.
Oh, hold it. Don't talk. Silence. You have the right to remain silent. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. You, Keith, Tara Knight, Super Attorneys in studio. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Very early.
All right, we're going to do a minute on Weinstein, and then we have something that's pressing here. I want to see if you can take care of it for us. All right, what's your take on the Weinstein thing?
Oh, God.
It's changed the rules. Change the rules of dating.
Of dating? Is that what you call dating, Cam? That's not a good thing.
You should know.
In a way, maybe.
What do you mean, Hugh?
Well, I think, it used to be a defense, more or less, in sexual assault cases. If the relationship continued after the incident, that was proof that there was no sexual assault.
Yeah. Now, it is kind of disturbing, though, that the relationships continued on and one woman wanted to have her mother meet the rapist.
What right. do you mean kind That's, of disturbing?
It's disturbing. But you know what they do?
Disturbing
the prosecutors bring in these experts. What do you mean?
Disturbing for the men.
Yeah. Well, it's disturbing. Yeah. No, I mean, it doesn't seem to credit her version.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And that used to be evidence that there was no sexual assault.
I know, but you got to walk on tiptoes all the time now.
I know. You don't want to get yourself in trouble talking about this.
Right.
As a black and white, here are the facts, this doesn't make sense thing because you want to empathize with the victim.
Right.
But there was a lot to that it seemed more sexual predator than it did rape, right?
Right, meaning a
sexually... But I wasn't in the courtroom, so I don't know.
I have no idea.
Save your emails.
I was hoping you were
going right now. I don't know what I'm talking
about. Am I going to get blasted for saying this?
What are you
I don't know what you're going to say. So.
No, but I mean, I question how... It's nonsensical to me to continue a relationship and
if you were raped, you wouldn't date the guy later.
Right.
That's
what I think.
Unless for a career. And so that seems to be.
Right. We're going to be in big trouble.
Everybody's afraid to talk about this.
Right.
And it's probably good that we are talking about it.
Yeah.
Right. Because it makes people more aware of it. You can't just. It's the problem
think.
With problems. We're afraid to talk about them, and then they continue. If you talk about them,
it's gone too far. It's gone too far. We're the point where now college students have apps. Right now,
right. for a consent app.
Consent app.
Yeah,
so, and in each step along the, how romantic is that? The progression.
Keep it zipped.
Right. Now you guys met. Now, what are we talking about? Keeping what zipped exactly?
Pants.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Pants.
Tell me your thought.
Okay.
Was.
Yes.
My brilliant.
You guys
husband.
Met on a case, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Why? Is that sexual harassment?
No, but I'm saying.
I don't know what you do. Did you attack
What are you looking at?
She's your coworker. Like she was answering to you, right?
You're right.
Wasn't.
No?
She was very.
So you weren't working on his. He wasn't the leader of the team?
He was
the
leader.
She was very aggressive.
Yeah.
Very aggressive.
Oh.
You know what he says after that case? He's like, what do you say?
They both got life.
There you go, see?
Ba-dum-bum. How many times have you said that in a cocktail party?
Boom,
huge.
Boom.
He opens with that.
Huge, my man.
She wore my legal briefs.
You blew it.
He gets people off.
Right.
Anyway. Sorry.
I love these two. Yeah. I really love these two.
They're so happy all the time. It's awesome.
All right. Hugh Keefe, Tara Knight in studio. Hugh is with Lynch, Traub, Keefe, and Arante in New Haven. Tara is with Knight and Saratelli in New Haven, and we're linked up at WPLR.com. Ashley has a problem.
Ashley.
I got a big problem.
Isn't your dad a lawyer?
Yes.
That's a problem.
He tells me every time he sees you in court. He's like, I saw Tara today.
I know.
Well, so I got a parking ticket last week.
That's a problem.
Another big case.
And I don't, I don't want to pay it.
Right.
Because they got my license plate number wrong. So I don't think they can get me.
Interesting.
So is the cop doing a favor when they write it down wrong?
Give her something.
No.
Or is that...
DUM. I went to pay it.
Yeah.
And I entered my correct license plate number and nothing comes up. And I entered the false license plate number that's on this ticket. And sure enough, there it is. So can they track me down? Because I don't want to pay it.
I say no.
Yeah.
Yes! I'm not paying
no.
this.
But now, based on what?
The whole $20?
Oh, boy.
You can go down to the parking authority and fight it. How much is it, Ashley?
Yeah, well, Ashley, how much is the parking
ticket? It's $20, but
I'll give you the 20.
They charge you a $3.50 service fee for what? I do not know.
So $23.50.
But they can't get... You know, I could use $23.50.
You know what?
Wait,
I would let you off that ticket just to get you to stop talking.
Exactly, right. We'll chip
$30. Go down there.
It's an ethical issue.
We'll chip in $30.
I don't think
how is it ethical? What's ethical about it?
Well, ethical
she
is
she was
well,
in the wrong.
Yeah, but they have the burden of proving this offense.
Yeah, this isn't the Supreme Court, okay? It's the parking authority.
Didn't
you work for the parking authority when you were younger?
Traffic and parking.
You worked for parking authority?
Traffic and parking, City of New Haven.
He has a meter maid, yes.
Really?
So do
they got their eye on you.
I say no.
Okay.
All right. When it doubles, we'll take up a collection.
There you go.
Don't. Yes.
Well, can it double? Can it more than double?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, death penalty. Yep.
Damn it.
Oh, you know what'll happen?
Doesn't
too.
It cap off at the double?
No.
Like $40?
Oh,
capped?
No, it keeps going.
It's Connecticut for
it keeps going. And then at some point, you'll get pulled over for speeding, and they'll say, oh, you're wanted.
You're
but
cuffed,
this is not
tased.
My license plate number.
You, where are you basing this on, Chaz?
Common sense.
TV.
Right. What we've seen on LA
Law. Because the right thing
you
to
get
do.
Pulled over and arrest
CSI.
You.
CSI.
So a parking ticket,
that's
they
right,
can't
I know
do
a
that?
Lawyer.
No, they cannot. You, they can't arrest you for a debt like that.
Can they?
She's making this up.
No, that's not true. Diane's right.
Okay, but the next time she goes to register her car,
yes.
The motor vehicle
yes.
will say you owe us some money.
True. They can't
lock,
do that. They don't.
On
this,
the wheel.
It's not my right
license
plate number.
They can't do it.
They can't track
they
me
can't
down.
Do it.
Right?
The fugitive.
That's hilarious. You should do an, a recreation. What do you call
you
it?
You talk about
reboot?
Yeah.
A reboot.
How can they
fugitive.
Attach this to
Ashley.
Me? It's not
SFL.
My license plate.
Girl
I got a
Volkswagen.
Text from Ashley's mother.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
It says, tell her to shut up.
Tell Ashley she's paying it. Mama's name is on that car.
Dad said I didn't have
case
to.
No further questions.
Dad
no
said
further
I didn't
questions.
Have to.
All right, if you have any questions for Hugh Keefe Tara Knight, free consultation right now. 1-877-764-2535. Hugh Keefe Tara Knight in studio, and they're taking calls. 1-877-764-2535. John in Avon.
Yes. Good morning. I don't
morning,
really want to get things. I really don't want to get things started all over again. But how can Ashley be questioning the way AJ parks when she's the one with the effing parking ticket?
Oh,
that's an excellent
good pickup.
Excellent point. There was a fight earlier this week about how AJ parks his truck in the parking lot. And look who has the parking ticket.
This is true.
Hold on.
And we have photographic evidence of her not parking so well either.
I was in. No, you don't.
I do. I got in the parking lot.
He showed me.
I showed the Chaz.
Damn. I was in the lines. At this particular time, I was coming out right. Okay. The guy was like waiting there. I was coming out right as it was expiring. And you know they do that. That's annoying.
Likely story.
They really. Wait for
they,
you.
They all say
I came out just as the clock turned.
I say guilty, guilty, guilty.
Excellent point. Thank you.
Thank you,
I don't
sir.
Think they can
thanks,
get
John.
Me.
Thank you, sir.
Never put AJ on the jury.
Never.
I know these guys would be ringers. Oh, my God.
What do you mean now?
I said guilty.
Jesus.
I don't know if you
right.
could
we
actually.
We see the truth. Right. That's the problem.
Exactly.
If you were in voir dire, which you come in for jury selection, we have to ask you your opinions about things. For instance, could you presume the defendant is actually innocent of the crime charge?
I say hang them all.
Why would he be arrested if he was
that's
innocent?
True.
Exactly.
That's exactly
if he was home, they wouldn't arrest
him. You would give
why would the police arrest him if he didn't do anything? He must be guilty of something.
He wouldn't be here. Look at that smirk on
you
his face.
You know that's going through their pea brains. Sorry, guys.
The pea brains.
And it's a good pea.
I'm sorry.
Now,
it's
how
a
do
plum.
I get off?
Right. I have a walnut.
No, I could be fair and impartial.
Yeah,
I can't.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm just taking comedy the whole time.
But I would do what everyone else does. If I don't like the attorney, I might take it out on the client.
Right.
If
like
the attorney
right.
says I have a pea brain,
right.
that defendant might go to jail.
That seems snotty to me. I'm going to say guilty.
All right.
You funny.
Yeah, let's go to, who is this? Timothy? Tim?
Hello?
Timothy.
Yeah,
hello?
You're on.
Howard. My name's Howard.
Oh, hi, Howard.
Hi, Howard. Howard. Howard Timmy.
Howard in Milford.
Right, right.
You guys are having so much fun. I tell you, I feel so guilty at asking this question.
All right.
So I'm 57 years old, and
happy birthday.
In 1977, 1978, I went to a Catholic school, and I was part of a Christian youth organization, and my parents let me go away. But the priest introduced me to some things I didn't know about, drugs, alcohol.
Right.
You know, not much fondling, but, you know, there was something going on.
Not much.
Yeah.
Any
bit,
is
yeah.
bad.
But anyway, right. because of this, you know, I had been to rehabs and lost jobs and had a lot of life-changing effects from what I never had done before until I was with this priest. And it wasn't just me. It was probably seven other guys that we were all friends.
All right, let me ask you something because we're
so I don't
out.
Know if and I read about it in the Hartford Courant that he was listed as, you know,
one of the
predator. Yeah,
right,
and
right.
he had a history and they kept moving people around.
So what you need
you're
to
definitely
do
a witness.
Yeah,
can I have any chance of getting compensation from, and I hate to do it because I'm still a Christian.
No, you absolutely do. And because the statute of limitations has been expanded now for claims.
It depends to some extent on exactly what happened.
Yeah, which
we don't know.
Yeah, so you should, if you want to call us later, we can direct you in the right to the right firm that handles that kind
great.
Of thing.
That would be great.
Yeah, because there's firms that specialize in that. It's really awful.
I feel so bad about all the laughing and everything I heard going on, and I'm like,
you're a buzzkill.
No,
that's true.
No, Howard. No,
you say
we're here having fun, but also they're taking serious calls. They're real attorneys.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, more or less.
Everyone knows who Tara Knight is.
Not just one
everybody.
On radio.
Everybody knows who Tara Knight is?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
Thanks, Howard.
How's that now?
I know.
I'm curious.
I'm a lucky guy.
My high school days.
They know she's right there.
Who can I call or email?
Okay, hold on one second. We're going to give you that.
We got a guy for that. We got a guy for that.
All right. We're going to link your stuff up to WPLR.com. Thank you guys for coming
in.
Thank
you. It was always so much fun. Thank you. Thanks, AJ.
It was fun, but also helpful.
Exactly,
this guy's going to get some help now, I think.
And you don't have a pee break.
And Ashley can't
thank
park.
You.
That nice. Isn't what she says. We're out of here.
Jimmy Copley, Live Nation Concert God, on the show now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Come on.
Santana.
Nice.
Yes.
He's very nice, yes. Nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
Very nice guy. Always stoned. Yeah.
Celebrated his 50th birthday in Hartford.
And coming to town.
Yes, coming to Mohegan Sun.
Smooth.
Very exciting.
Really.
Any other announcements?
Well, dead air always works, doesn't it?
No.
Well, it does sometimes. Sometimes I'd like to hear dead air. Not on the radio, but from some people, I'd like to hear dead air.
Right, just quiet time.
Right.
Yes, quiet time. Very good, very good. Well, you know, I wasn't really going to bring it up because there's only very little to talk about, but we're racing with Neil Young right now, who all of a sudden has decided to go out on tour and literally mentioned the Hartford Civic Center is one of the places he wants to play.
Really?
Yep. So now that we've informed him that it's now called the XL Center, but it is the same building, he seems to have some interest in it. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed, and I'll continue working on that today.
I've read a story, I think, over the last few days about renovations to the XL Center. Would if they renovated it or did some improvements, would you bring more concerts there?
Yeah, I think it would bring more concerts there, and I would bring more concerts there. No question about it. I think, and I've spoken with Governor Lamont about it, and he was very interested and open to listening to me, and I've spoken to the people that have done the study up there. And certainly the XL Center itself needs to be modernized, meaning more stands for concessions, wider areas to walk and stand and nicer seats, and bring the skyboxes down to a lower level, because nobody wants to buy a skybox and sit in the sky and watch a concert. That was something that was thought of in the 70s that later was realized, how stupid is that? Let's put the people that pay the most money in the worst seats in the house.
Let's call skybox.
Yeah, that was pretty dumb. Whoever
there
did
is
that,
a big disconnect from the energy of
huge.
The concert. I remember being in one thinking, man, I'd rather be down there where everyone's having a good time.
But a closer bathroom, so you're good.
It was in the era of the big arenas being built for sports and not for concerts, because concerts were only about 7 or 8 years old. So they all call them sports arenas, but they're really not sports arenas.
Right.
They're really...
Is that Bozzy calling you right now?
No, it's not. I haven't done anything wrong yet.
Yeah. Is that your daughter?
What's that? Nope. It's my dog's other mommy who's calling me. But clearly should be listening to PLR and doesn't, and I will tell her how wrong she is.
There you go, see? You'll deal with it. Here.
Yeah, really. So I think that it's these big venues are really event centers and not sports arenas like they were built. And I realize now that, you know, everybody should be closer to the stage or closer to the action. And so you're absolutely right. It's very, very distant up there. You do not feel the energy, which is what you'll see in most old arenas. They're very high, the skyboxes.
How much money would the state have to put into the XL Center, and then what do you think that would do in terms of revenue for
Well, what I said to, there's no amount of money that shouldn't be spent, in my opinion. It's the heart of Hartford, and Hartford has the Bushnell, which is very, very popular. It has the baseball park, Dunkin' Donuts, which is very, very popular. It's got the Xfinity Theater, which is our place, which is very, very popular. But if you notice, all three places are not really in the heart of downtown like the XL Center is.
Right.
And my suggestion was not only to build, improve the XL Center, but improve the neighborhood around it.
Yeah.
Give us more parking. Give us more restaurants. Make it more of a destination spot.
Yep.
And I think you'll get a lot more people going to concerts. I don't really believe it's just the venue. I believe it's the neighborhood also.
Right, whole package.
So the Dunkin' Donuts Park, that wouldn't be a place where you would do concerts. You would do it at Xfinity, right?
Yeah, well, Dunkin' Donuts Park is a great place, but it's small. And you'd have to set up a stage. And if you set up a stage, that's very costly. And then you need to take down the stage.
Right.
And that's very costly. And then you rent a stage that has a roof on it. Well, of course, you need to. Stages should have roofs. So, therefore, that is even more costly. So if you go to Xfinity, which has that all set and has seats going right up to the stage, which you then would have to cover the baseball park with some sort of product and then put seats on top of it, whether it be wood or whatever it might be, and then you put seats on top of it. It's a very costly process to put a concert into a baseball stadium.
Gotcha. We're going to come back in a second and talk to Jimmy about Bridgeport Amphitheater.
Right.
Any dates pending, announcements coming? We've been asked to ask you about Willie Nelson and others. And plus, at the beginning of this break, Jimmy made a Neil Young kind of announcement. He'll recap that, too. We started with kind of an announcement of a future announcement, maybe, with Neil Young.
Yes. It's open news since Neil put it out that he is looking to play old sports arenas, Neil Young Crazy Horse. Well, you know what? I've got one in Connecticut. It's called the XL Center.
Right.
And so I read the article, and there, right in the article, it mentions he'd like to play a place like the Hartford Civic Center.
Oh, there you go.
That's nuts.
See?
Yeah, so I right away pick up the phone and say, you know what? I can still read, and it says that Neil would like to play the old Hartford Civic Center, which is now the XL Center.
It says right here, black and white.
That's almost like in that article saying, Jimmy, call us.
Exactly right.
It's. I was just so happy that I read this stuff. Because I don't think they would have called me otherwise.
Right.
So,
well, that's exciting.
We're talking, which is good. We spoke to the XL Center. We spoke to Ben Weiss, who runs it. We're talking about some dates, and we're talking to Neil, and hopefully we can put something together.
Smooth.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That works.
When would that be, do you think?
Like it would be in the spring.
Okay.
Look at that.
Very cool.
Yep.
Any news on the Bridgeport Amphitheater?
I think we're going to have our next show announcement next week.
Really?
Oh, fun.
I think we'll go on sale with that show next week. We're just, as I said last week, we are just finishing up the new seat setup with the people that make our seats, Hussey, where we're now having armrests and cup holders on our seats. So we are going to actually have 1,000 less seats that we sell. We're making it even smaller. So it'll even be more intimate. But
that's
because
pretty amazing.
Armrests and cup holders take up more room, we have less seats.
There you go.
I'm sure that went over well with corporate when you sent that over.
Well, I think it's so cool that he's putting, you know, customer comfort ahead of
things. I do,
I
too.
Awesome.
I just think when it goes to corporate.
No reclining chairs, you know, massaging. Like,
wait, what's that?
Is that
Jimmy lost his mind?
Excuse me?
Well, you know, the argument I gave was it will help in the long run. Because people will come to the venue. Because I always believe 80% of the audience is there because they really want to see the act. And then there were 20% of the people there that would like to see the act, but if they don't like the venue, they wouldn't be there.
Right.
Oh, it's a pain in the neck. I don't want to go to this place. The parking sucks. You know, the food prices are high. The seats are uncomfortable. Whatever the reason they might come up with. So anyway, we can sort of break that barrier down and make them a little more comfortable. We're not going to break down the barrier of expensive food and beverage. That's just the way it is in any sporting event or any concert event.
Right.
But if we can make the parking better, if we can make the seating better, we can make it more intimate. I think in the long run, it really helps build a business.
Willie Nelson's been asked about.
Willie Nelson, it's possible he'll play Connecticut. We have talked about him coming to Bridgeport, but we're nowhere near setting dates or anything like that.
What's the latest on him? Do we know what his health status is?
His health is fine. He's planning a tour.
Wow. Right.
He is going to tour this summer.
He's smoking less, don't we know that?
Less?
Yep.
Oh, really? Okay.
Somebody wants to know about Billy Joel. That's just going to be MSG until that runs its course, right?
Yes. Yes. I believe, and I've been to a ton of Billy shows in New York and sat backstage with them, and there are so many people that come from Connecticut, like me.
Yeah,
and
me.
In the garden,
and me.
Yeah.
And you, Ashley, and that until the Garden streak ends, he's not going to play Connecticut. It's as simple as that. And there's no argument there, I'm afraid. Yeah. I understand where they're coming from.
Yeah, it makes sense.
We're going to him. Why should we go over here?
Right. Riverdance.
Riverdance?
Riverdance.
Riverdance.
Michael Flatley?
Yeah. Yes,
is he still dancing?
No, it's not Michael Flatley, is it?
Yeah.
I thought he retired.
No, that's Lord of the Dance.
Oh.
All right.
Which one's River? Oh, Riverdance with a
no,
whole
but
bunch
Michael
of people.
Flatley retired, didn't he?
I don't know. Did he? How do you retire from that? You can't stop your feet anymore?
I believe he retired, but Riverdance is the original, and Michael Flatley, who was one of the leads of Riverdance, formed his own Lord of the Dance. But
wow.
This is the original Riverdance. I think it's 25 years.
That's a big deal.
Right.
It's a lot of fun.
They're bringing it back.
Right.
I got to tell you, you don't think it's your style or whatever until you go, and then you feel the stomping of the
right,
the unison of the dancing.
Yeah, if you're hungover, it's going to suck.
You know what we should do at the next toy drive? Have Jimmy and Lappy come out and do a river
nice.
Dance number.
Yes. It'll be slow dance.
It'll be no dance.
It's easy, right? You just keep your arms down by your side.
Well, if you heat the stage, it's even easier.
Right.
And no matter liver what dance. It is, I would look silly dancing.
Yeah, liver dance, right.
Motley Crue, how's that tour selling?
Giant.
Really?
Huh.
Giant. Wow. It's one of the big tours of the summer. It's a great package. It's four acts. It's Joan Jett. Then you get Poison. Then you get Def Leppard. Then you get Motley Crue. There's not a moment of quiet during that show. And it's playing stadiums.
Right.
And I wish we had a bigger stadium in Connecticut than Rensselaer, because we would have brought it into Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I wondered about that one because it's just going to be a long show. Do I sound...
No, you don't. No,
no, you sound like somebody who is speaking the truth. I will be up there in Buffalo. I have the show in Buffalo in August, and I will be out in August. At least it'll be Buffalo. It won't be as swarm as it might be down here. And
right.
It'll be a long show.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 2 days later, I've got Billy Joel up there. So
wow.
Anybody want to spend a weekend in Buffalo with me in August?
Hey.
I don't see any hands being
raised. We all, yeah.
Why not? Sure. Yeah. Party, we'll hang out.
You're going to be sorry you asked that question.
Yeah. Really bad.
All right, one more question, then we're going to go to the phones, and the calls are lining up here for Jimmy Conflict, Live Nation Concert God. Whitney Houston Hologram Tour. Have you seen the reviews on this one?
Well, I've seen mixed reviews on it. We've gone from the era of having the original lead singer, and next comes the replacement lead singer.
Or the tribute, yeah.
Right.
Right, which is, you know, the Journeys and the Styxes and people like
Foreigner,
that.
Right.
Foreigner, right. And now we're going to the fake lead singer, the
right.
unreal, the invisible lead singer, the hologram lead singer.
Right.
At what point does the public finally say, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life?
Right.
Well, you lose power, she's gone.
You know what I have to
at least there'll be no backstage food I have to deal with. That's the first thing
but
I thought
there's still
of.
A writer.
No food required.
That is a good point, AJ. If they lose power, she's gone.
There was a blackout.
Just, somebody plug in the generator.
The
right.
greatest level.
Yeah.
Where'd she go?
Look, it's likely we'll try something like that to see if it works, because I don't want to be left behind.
Right.
But I don't know.
Probably not the Whitney Houston one, right? The reviews I saw were people hated it.
It was weird. I saw the clip of it online, and I got to say, it was weird.
There's a Roy Orbison one that I did not buy.
That
also.
One looked good.
Right.
Yeah, I just, nobody wants to see Roy Orbison when he was alive, so why would you want to see Roy Orbison
right.
when he's hologram
to
right.
prove
so
it.
So does he have three or four songs? And then what crowd are you going to bring in on that one?
Right.
I mean, it's going to be all, you know, you got to do it Sunday
dead
after
ever.
At
yeah.
three.
Exactly, before Matlock.
I am young for that crowd. I'm not a Roy Orbison
see?
Fan
right.
at all,
you're young.
Yes.
I would
yes.
be young.
Yes.
So is there one that you're interested in that you heard about?
Not yet. I'm going to try one and see if it works. I'm not going to be the dumbass left behind. That's
right.
No,
of course
sure,
not.
But
no.
I've done that too many times.
I think the bands that are out today, like the Billy Joels and the Bruce Springsteens, Metallica, Foo Fighters, they should all record themselves with those cameras.
Right now.
Those are going to be the next generation that will go and will say, wow, that's really close.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, but the cameras that they use, and Jimmy said that Whitney Houston wasn't great when she was alive. She wasn't a great concert. No one went to see her.
Right.
So there's not going to be any great audio of her singing that's just going to blow you away.
I remember watching her on TV and being like, wow, she sweats a lot.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have a lot of calls here. We're going to get to them right after this. Jimmy Koplik. Jimmy Koplik's on the phone right now, taking your calls and questions. 1-877-764-2535. Always questions about Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well, they're not really doing a tour. People know they're playing a couple of festivals, but they are probably not going to do a tour until the next album comes out, which won't be till towards the end of the year.
Gotcha.
Ozzy, any updates?
No updates. As most people know, the date at Mohegan Sun on June 20 has been canceled, and we are going to probably fill the date with Flogging Molly just to have a show there that night, which will eventually be announced. And we hope that he does well. He's going over to Europe in April for treatment of his Parkinson's disease. So we'll see what happens.
Let's see. Mark in the oil truck wants to know, classic rock artist and fans age. What will that mean for live concert business in 5 to 10 years?
I
think it's just saying that classic rock artists and fans are aging out. What does that mean for concerts?
There'll be new classic rock artists. We have this discussion in the office every once in a while. Who is classic rock? I almost believe that my classic rock is really not classic rock anymore. It's almost old rock.
Right, right.
Because if you look at, let's just say Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam's been out for 30 years. At what point do they become classic rock?
Right.
Yeah, I think they are.
After like 25 years, I think.
Yeah, I do too. And Dave Matthews is 25 years now. So, you know, if you think about classic rock, and if let's just say Steve Miller came out in 1970, 30 years is the year 2000.
Right.
That's 20 years ago.
Right.
So, you know, there's different levels of classic rock. There's older classic rock. And that's what I love. I love the Allman Brothers, the Dead, Steve Miller, all those bands. I'm a big older classic rock fan. But now I think the Pearl Jams and Dave Matthews have reached into the classic rock era.
Even Motley Crue.
And Motley Crue, good example. Bon Jovi.
Yep, exactly.
I love this question because no one's ever asked it, and Jimmy's been on the show for years.
Uh-oh.
Tony in New Haven wants to know, has Jimmy ever played an instrument?
Oh.
Well, I did take piano lessons when I was a kid, and my piano teacher would teach me all this classical music, and I kept saying, I want to play rock and roll, and he wouldn't teach me rock and roll, and so I stopped my lessons. I regret that to this day. I don't know how to play an instrument. I could only sing in the shower, and so my love of music is through the ears only.
Gotcha.
We actually have Jimmy playing an instrument at a toy drive a few years ago.
But he was really good. He was on time and everything.
At least he's on tune.
It was. Right. Yeah, when we tuned it for him, made sure it was good, yeah.
Derek in Brantford, widespread panic.
Not hitting the Northeast this summer. If they did, we'd bring him to Bridgeport. Oh, the door is open. If they decide to hit the Northeast, we will bring them in for sure.
Rick in West Haven, John Mellencamp, he had tickets for the day after 9/11. Was that Jimmy's show? What was that like for Jimmy?
Yes, that was my show. That was taking place at Mohegan Sun, and the show got canceled and because he got stuck in Canada. We would have done the show. We had Earth, Wind, and Fire on 9/11 at Oakdale. And then the next night was John Mellencamp. I believe it was at Mohegan Sun, and he could correct me if I'm wrong. And he couldn't get out of Canada because there were no air flights.
Right.
So it was quite something getting to the office that day and really realizing that night where I work, we had Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I called up the Earth, Wind, and Fire agent. He's in L.A., and he goes, oh, don't worry about it. I let out a whole bunch of curse words, and I said, you don't know what it's like being 75 miles from ground zero where it happened. We are all in a total freak-out mode. You're 3,000 miles away. It will eventually freak you out, but right now we're freaked out over
exactly.
It.
That's wild.
Respect
because
us.
If you would – did he have any money on the line with that decision?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
But so did I. I paid the stagehands. We were loading in the equipment. I was eating all the money. I was giving back everybody their money if they wanted it because we had to replay the data at a different time. I was being the total gentleman, and this guy was pushing me to do the show that night, and I said, nobody's going to show up. We're all freaked out back here.
Yeah, everyone was just glued to the television.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Good decision. But that's weird when you're out in L.A. So if I'm in New York and I'm looking at a building smoldering in L.A. and we're playing, you know, 30 minutes, an hour and a half out of where that building is smoldering, I'm not going to think that the concert's going to be a success.
Right. You know?
So,
no, I canceled the show. I called him at 9:30, and I think the second plane hadn't even hit yet when I called him.
Oof. Wow.
Oof. All right. On that note, lots of announcements coming up, and we should hear something about the Bridgeport Amphitheater next week, Jimmy says.
Cool.
Yes, so hopefully we'll speak on Monday.
Awesome. Oh, Monday.
Well, we're hoping to announce it on Monday.
Excellent.
So, of course, we'll jump the announcement.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a hint on Monday and full-blown thing on Tuesday.
We might even get the announcement early on Monday. Right. You know, so far the artists have let me do it, and I know these guys. I could always say, I know your parents. Right. So, because I do know the parents of this band.
Oh, perfect.
So I will see what I can do.
All right. We'll talk to you Monday. Thank you, Jimmy.
You got it.
All right.